limitlessness. Allow it to softly well up within you and fall upon you. And allow to wash away any subtle movement of seeking limitlessness. Simply notice when limitlessness is introduced into awareness, if there's any subtle mechanism of "I want that," and allow that to wash away to be the presence of limitlessness. The remembrance, the original limitlessness that is inherent in being spirit. The more we identify as a person and a body and a world, thinking that things are outside that we have to try to attain, the more we go in that direction, the more limited we feel and become. All mental, emotional constructs is limitation. All reference points of the past are limitation. All seeking is limitation. All spiritual identity is all limitlessness. All identification as eternal light, ineffable holy joy, the one love, is limitlessness. And in our first series of The Bones Love Is, we were aware of the temple of the glory. Like a golden gate, and we would come through this luminous pearl gate of the meekness, being emptied of limits in this moment, emptied of the belief in limits, the wounds from feeling limited or withheld from. We spoke of going through the jade gate of the wound of the inaccessibility. So any time that God seemed inaccessible or something was withheld, or good fulfillment, the expression in form of the formless reality you know yourself as, that wound of inaccessibility being met with love, any contracted, resisted feelings rise as sensations met, felt, embraced. Where the heart contracted around these images and experiences, allowing the heart to fully open, to feel anything that is there in the emotions that is calling for love and freedom. Going through the door of inaccessibility to know the accessibility of God presence, the accessibility of the one power, the accessibility of infinite goodness, the accessibility of grace, kindness, benevolence, freedom, the accessibility of being seen, known, heard, having a voice, restored voice, restored will as one with the will of the one God. Freedom. Limitlessness. Have an awareness of limitlessness as if it is dwelling and abiding as what you think of as inside you. Focus the awareness of inside. Focus the awareness is even inside what we think of as the body. It's not so solid and local like we think. In this moment, allow it to be solid and local feeling. Have an awareness as if right there within the local solid feeling body, the limitlessness of the eternal one is really what's blazing there where the body seems to be. limitlessness. As if the awareness of limitlessness could extend as far out as you could think or see, in front of you, in the right, to the left of you, behind you, above you, below you, as if you were in this golden globe of limitlessness. And as if everything, every person, everything that would come in front of you, as if it is under the governing light, the essence of this limitlessness. As if limitless freedom, giving, beauty, joy is all there could be. It's the world inside you that shows itself as the world outside you, letting the inner limitlessness be the outer limitlessness. And if you see or seem to see limitations, withholding, suffering, lack on the screen of the images of situations, relationships, persons, simply look at them. Not as a person hoping they'll change, not as a person defeated again. It's not the things we see, it's the ones that happen repetitively that create the wound of inaccessibility. So letting the repetitiveness wash away, bring all the past. If something repeated 1,000 times, bring all the 1,000 times home to now, to one time, one thing, one dynamic, one energy, one belief, one emotion now. And bring it home to love. Meaning hold the awareness of the reality of the eternal love is all you are or want or need so potently that you can look out as that upon any sensation or feeling or belief or emotion, and it will seem so much more shadowy and less weighted than the eternal love.